It is the 17th day of April, a Thursday afternoon. On the phone line from CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana, is Dan Zwicker. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hey, Todd.
Well, let's talk a bit about this marketplace. Farmers in the western part of Illinois, I know, have been going. And I suspect the further the day has dragged on today, and we've had some sunshine, maybe a little wind, they've made their way, that number of farmers going in the field is, that is, has made their way across a good part of the state. Though there will be still some sitting and waiting. This generally means the market comes under pressure. What did you see today that you liked and did not like?
Well, a lot of the weakness in the corn market came yesterday on the forecast that we would begin to see some movement around the Corn Belt, and today we kind of showed some follow-through to the downside. I do think, you know, just a quick look at the chart, it does imply that the corn market is vulnerable here to around a weakness. But I had some timing indicators that indicated that today could have been a short-term low, or we'll find one Monday fairly quickly, and then the market might try to recover. So maybe it kind of implies that maybe all of this talk about farmers going to be active planters next week, maybe the weather forecast changes over the weekend, and it's not quite as quickly as what everybody would like to. But it does definitely tell you that there is activity brewing in the Corn Belt, and acres are going to start going in the ground. But, this is just the early beginnings of it. We'll have to see. I mean, the temperatures, I know, are warming up a little bit, but we still got a lot of cold air around. And the corn down here in Central Texas is only an inch or inch and a half high. So the cold temperatures doesn't allow it to grow very fast. Let's put it that way. So, corn is vulnerable here to some sell pressures. We didn't trigger anything yet today. We'll have to see kind of what Monday brings.
And soybeans?
Soybeans, for the most part, I think May soybeans have kind of met their at least minimum upside objective. I had like 15 and a quarter. We went to 15.31, so I guess I was about 7 cents too conservative on that one. November beans, I thought we could go to 12.50, 12.52, and I think we've been to 44, 45. So far I'm 7 cents short of that objective. But I think we're probably going to, you know, if the corn market turns down, beans could also struggle. But everything's still in an uptrend. I think what we got to watch is the wheat market. I think that three-week decline that we had in the wheat market is complete with the strength that we saw this week here. And if you would kind of take that three-week decline, take the midpoint of that decline, and then try to swing it off of your winter lows, you could begin to talk about maybe an $8 upside objective in Chicago July wheat. We'll have to see what kind of fundamentals come about to see if that's going to be validated or not. But I think that's corn's hope to maybe get pulled out of the doldrums, that if the wheat market would decide to make its surge to the upside, I'm pretty sure there would be enough spillover strength that could maybe pull corn out of the doldrums and still get corn kind of reaching up into the 520s or so for a spring high.
So what are the things that would trigger that? Are we talking about another 4 or 5 days, 10 days to figure out what kind of winter kill there was and what kind of damage was done late last or earlier this week from the cold that dipped way down into the southern parts of the United States?
Well, I think everybody will be, first thing they'll be watching will be what kind of crop ratings, what did they do by Monday afternoon. That would probably show you some extent of what kind of damage did occur or how much damage did occur with the temperatures going down below freezing. The other thing is is still is dominantly dry in the hard red winter wheat areas. I know there is some forecasts of rain, but now being a Texan, when you get a 30% chance of rain, you might as well not even talk about it. I mean, you need a like a 90% chance of rain for it to rain. So there is some chances of rain to work their way in the hard red winter wheat area. We'll have to see how that works. But if they would miss those rains, then you would expect to see another decline in crop rating levels. And then still hanging in the mix is Ukraine Civil War type activity that might disrupt export shipments out of the Black Sea. So those are the three factors I think that could maybe propel wheat on up into that, you know, at least the upper sevens, if not $8 mark. And like I said, if you could get that to go, corn would be pulled along with it, 30 or 40 cents anyway.
You know, if you live closer to Houston as opposed to Waco, you'd get more rain.
Yeah, I know. We Houston and New Orleans, we get plenty of rain down there. It's green all year long. But being 80 miles south of Dallas, we're only one day away from a drought all the time.
Always one day away from a drought. What do you think of the beginning of the growing season here in general? It doesn't really, it's not all that late. Last year we were, at this same time we were just in the same place, according to the USDA's national numbers. So I guess we're looking okay at the moment, but there are things that can happen.
Yeah. the thing that I guess I get, I believe everything at the end of the day is average. And we are so far below normal on the temperature averages for the first 4 months of the year that in order for us to average those temperatures out, I expect a round of heat somewhere here down the road of, you know, 5 to 10 degrees above normal. And if you would start getting some of that coming into the marketplace during July and August, all of a sudden you'd have a weather market on your hands.
Right,
so
the and the later planting season means that we push back the nick to that time.
Right, unless we start warming up very quickly. We're talking about central Illinois here and western Illinois and southern Illinois. And, I mean, you got to keep in mind there is a lot of corn north of Interstate 80 and a lot of corn planted in Wisconsin and Minnesota and South Dakota. And those guys, I think, still have snow flurries in the forecast over the weekend. So we got a long ways to go before this so-called trend line yield of 165 is realized. And I just think, you know, I know when you trace out a balance sheet, that's where you start at. But I think that's kind of optimistic. And with demand now growing, if our yield would slip back to something like it was last year, 160-ish, we got a tight balance sheet. And these so-called $3.50 corn bears are not going to make it work again. I mean, it all depends on the growing season and what kind of yield it is. But 160 bushel yield is a good yield, and that's not a crop failure, and that still keeps the balance sheet snug. Now, if you go to the 165, well, then all of a sudden you probably got too many bushels corn around, and prices can drip lower. But we're a long ways away from that. And we'll have to see how this planting season begins. But it's definitely cool to start with, and it definitely lacks growing degree days, just like I did listen to the WLL Commodity Week last week and listened to Bondurant, and he said his corn was awful small and still didn't have all of their corn planted in the southern areas. So it's definitely starting out late, and unless we get some real good heat, growing degree days, we may have a later harvest than what everybody thinks.
Well, we've got 6 good weeks before we have to worry about anything really harsh, I guess. Well, if we get
if we get three weeks out, we'll be worried. Period that late freezes is in the mix here. There's still a lot of cold air up north, and I guess I'd be a little, if I was a northern Illinois farmer, I don't think I'd be too quick to get the planter rolling. I'd want to see the weather break to a little warmer pattern anyway.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Very well. Have a good Easter.
Oh, you too, Dan. Dan Zwicker, of course, is with CGB Enterprises. He's out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on this Thursday afternoon, the 17th day of April, to take a look at what happened at the CME Group in Chicago.